This story is brought to you by voicesfortrainers.co.uk.
One day, Goldilocks decided to go for a walk in the forest. Pretty soon she came upon a house. She knocked on the door, and when no one answered, she walked right in. At the table in the kitchen, Goldilocks saw some bowls of porridge. Goldilocks was hungry. She tasted the porridge from the first bowl. "This porridge is too hot," she exclaimed. So she tasted the porridge from the second bowl. "This porridge is too cold," she said. So she tasted the next bowl of porridge. "This porridge is just right," she said happily, and she tucked into it. After she'd eaten her fill of porridge, she decided she was feeling a little tired. So she walked into the next room, where she saw some chairs. Goldilocks sat in the first chair to rest her feet. "This chair's too big," she exclaimed. So she sat in the second chair. "This chair's too big as well," she whined. So she tried the smallest chair. "Ah, this chair is just right," she sighed. But as she settled into it, it broke into tiny pieces. Goldilocks was very tired by this time, so she went to the bedroom. She lay on the first bed, but it was too hard. She lay on the second bed, but it was too soft. Then she lay on the third bed, and it was just right. Goldilocks fell asleep. While she was sleeping, the three bears came home.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said Papa Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge too," cried Baby Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," growled Papa Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," cried Baby Bear, "and they've broken it to bits."
The bears decided to look around some more, and when they got to the bedroom, Papa Bear growled,
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed."
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed too," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed and she's still there," cried Baby Bear.
Goldilocks woke up, and when she saw the bears, she jumped up and ran out of the room. Goldilocks ran downstairs, opened the door, and ran away into the forest.